Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and our Mouse Chatters today are Steve, Chris, Bob, and Lauren. Welcome, everyone.
Hello.
Hey, Chris.
I'm boycotting. Hello.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Lauren.
I'm boycotting.
Apparently, you and I don't get a hello, Lisa.
Yeah, you're not special. So,
all right, I'm going to say hi to Steve. I'll say hi to Steve. Hi, Steve.
Hi.
Good night, Ma. Good night, Pa.
Good night, Jim Bob.
Okay, well, that wraps up this week's show. Thanks for joining us. What's wrong with you people? Everything.
Easily entertained.
Come on, we've been doing this for 2 years. You really need to ask, Lisa.
We have been doing it for 2 years. What are we going to do for our big 2-year celebration?
Isn't that during
You're
September?
In charge of that.
Oh, am I in charge of that? Y'all need to get
Steve. Okay. What's the date?
We're gonna take like different food items and put them in a bag and blindfold everybody, and they have to reach in and tell us what the food item is.
That's really pitiful. Well, it won't be hard. I mean, it's not like I think we'd all do pretty well at that because we're kind of food experts.
Well, we could take our favorite food from Disney and put it in a bag.
Put it in a bag, and yeah, like,
and that way we can use our previous knowledge of each other.
Is it the filet Sicilian from Citricos? It feels like the
lobster
filet.
Bisque.
I'm sensing gingerbread.
Right. Yeah. Is this a churro? Carrot cake, it feels very churro. Think of the combination. I mean, the churro with the bisque and the carrot cake cookie and the.
What about
Lauren and her coffee margarita?
Oh,
yeah. I would
know that anywhere.
I don't think you can put that in a paper bag.
Chris would.
If you put a straw in there, you can.
Lauren would.
So what is our anniversary of 2 years of doing this show?
Yeah, what is the actual anniversary?
Steve would know.
It's in September.
That's not a satisfying answer. We want to know when.
That's a little generic.
All right, I can look.
I'm telling
you.
Right.
Well, you look, and I'll announce this week's topic because we didn't even get to that yet.
It's September. It's while we're there.
It's pretty lame that we're talking. This is a sophisticated topic, people. So get it together.
Yes. Make sure that you're wearing the proper attire, jackets for men, and no tank tops or cutoffs for the ladies.
Oh no! I need to get rid of this tube top.
Yes. Okay. There's some images I don't need. Thank you.
I need to get rid of mine too.
That's even worse.
Yeah. And these open-toed shoes.
Yeah.
So
open-toed shoes. See, I heard open-toed shoes were okay, but you just couldn't. You couldn't wear shoes that didn't have backs. So I made sure I had backs.
No sandals. Yeah.
Well, but you can wear sandals. You just can't wear sandals that don't have straps around the back.
Okay.
And you can't wear your what are those shoes? They're see-through. Never mind, I'm losing it.
Well, in case anybody hasn't figured out where we could be getting all dressed up to go for this week's show, yes, we're talking about Club 33.
Was that your drum roll?
Yeah. Well, hey, it's the best I can do.
We need sound effects.
Yeah. Well, Steve, get right on that.
Yeah, I'll add something in there.
Yeah, we're talking about the fabulous Club 33 inside Disneyland Park.
So Lauren and I were not privileged enough to go on the trip with the three and four of you because
we weren't invited.
We're just too busy holding down the fort.
That's true.
We needed the grown-ups to stay behind.
Aw, does that mean that we're no fun?
Does that mean I'm a grown-up?
No, not really. I was just trying to be nice. Actually, no, none of us really are. But you're more grown up than I think we are, probably.
Mm.
Especially Lauren. I mean, come on.
What does that mean?
Nothing. It means you're awesome. It
means you're a stick in the mud.
Last time I stayed up till 3 o'clock in the morning talking to you, Chris.
I know.
I doubt that very much.
All right, we got to get on topic.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah. Topic.
That's right.
We're not on topic.
Yeah.
Okay, so Steve. Club 33. Steve, why don't you tell us about the exclusivity of this wonderful restaurant?
Yeah, tell us what you had to do to get us in there.
Yeah, so Club 33 is at Disneyland, and it's a members-only restaurant. It's the only restaurant that serves alcohol at Disneyland. And if you've been over by New Orleans Square, kind of close to the Pirates of the Caribbean ride, you'll see a kind of a greenish door and a number 33 to the right of it. And that's the entrance to Club 33. I'm good friends with a member of Club 33, and he was nice enough to make a reservation for us. And we had seven of us that attended, I think it was probably last week.
But you can't even get in the door without being buzzed in.
Right. And I got to push the buzzer. It was exciting. Well, I got to push it, and Bob got to ask for us to be let in.
Okay.
Because we're 12.
Right. I was going to say it's nice of you to share and get along.
Yeah, I don't know. We kind of pushed and shoved each other.
We literally did.
But yeah,
in your high heels and dress coats.
And dress, yes. Yes, it was great. Right there, right on the street. but you know, it was yeah. I mean, Chris, you wanted to talk about this, so where do you want to start?
Okay, so you walk in and there's like a little entryway, and you say who you are, and they go ahead and they take you upstairs, and they take you up right away. And you have the choice of taking the tiny elevator, which is one of those old fashioned kind of elevators. I mean, the whole thing is like really ornate, sort of.
It's a lift.
Oh, is it a lift? Sorry.
You take the lift.
But so it's really ornate, and you go in there, and you know, you just we took the elevator because Steve insisted. And they take you up and they take you to the table. We had a nice big round table in the main dining room. Are there two dining rooms, or are there more?
There's two dining rooms. When you come up the lift, just off to your right is the trophy room.
Mm-hmm.
And we just briefly looked in the trophy room, and it's got there's like a buzzard and the small game animals. and funny, you know, like tiki room type stuff that people had given Walt Disney in the trophy room. And the buzzard's in the kind of upper left, and it was an auto animatronic buzzard that was supposed to interact with guests. And in the light fixtures in that room over the table, you can see where the microphones are to listen to the conversations, and then they were going to interact with guests. But because of the people that they had going to Club 33, they decided never to use it, but it's all still there.
So you go in, and you basically, you know, you have a choice. You can order like sort of off the regular menu, or you can order off this, you know, menu that sort of gives you a choice of like, I think it's four different courses, or it's five.
I think it was five, a prefix menu.
Yeah. And so I think most of us got that. And so they brought out like an amuse-bouche, which frankly wasn't very amusing. It was kind of it was just like this.
Wow, that was.
I know that was.
That was terrible. That was wow. Fire your comedy writer. That was awful.
I know. I really need to. But it was just like a little fruity. They had like some pieces of fruit, and they had like a little a cup full of like a balsamic fruity soup almost that you could drink. And and then what did we get? What did we all get for our first course? I think a couple people got salad. Some of us got this what was it? Scallops and some sort of like a green pea puree that was over the top good. I mean, that was like excellent.
And then Donna and I think ordered the corn bisque.
Oh, that was good too.
Which was fantastic. It was I think it was corn bisque and lobster. And it was incredible.
Yeah. That's what I got for my first course. I did not like it. It was too sweet.
Oh, the corn bisque was really good.
What did you have?
And I had the corn bisque and the I believe I had the scallops as well, because I think Bob had three courses and the rest of us had the five course.
Yeah. Yeah, correct. Yeah, Donna and I think did three courses. You know, and I mean, going back to ambiance, you know, you're in this dining room, and it's not all that big. I mean, there's not that many tables set up at all. And you know, I love that it was very low lighting inside. You know, I thought that was very classy. Really nice dishes. especially since during the course of dinner, it sounds like they broke most of them. So they're probably very rare now. So those were really very nice. And at least initially, very attentive wait staff. I mean, you know, you had that person coming around who did nothing but basically take your drink order and make sure that, you know, you constantly had water. And she was always, it seems like, right there. Yeah. So that was nice. And I agree, the appetizers were fantastic. And then, I don't know, what'd you do for the main course?
I got the hanger steak with, I think it had green beans. I can't remember what else it had, like, and it had like a little wine sauce. And, what did you have? You had
I had the Chateaubriand.
Yeah. How was that?
It was phenomenal. Probably the best cut of meat I've had maybe anywhere in my life.
Steve had the horrible, horrible short ribs, and it tasted like pot roast, didn't it?
Yeah.
It was awful.
Well, because I had the filet last time. I had the filet for the brunch, and it was awesome. So I wanted to try something different, and of course I went for the short ribs, and they were, it was basically like a pot roast. But everything else I had was really good, except for the main. My main course was
was just okay.
Yeah, it was just okay. I mean, it wasn't horrible. It was just average.
Ordinary. Yeah. No. I mean, I can't say enough good things about this Chateaubriand. I mean, it was. You know, usually when you get a cut of meat and you order it, like, you know, and I ordered it medium, and you know, you go places and it'll be warm and pink in some places and a little more well done in others, and you know, a little less done in others. So it's not evenly cooked, or it's a little bit fatty or something. You didn't have any of that. I mean, it was perfectly cooked. It was so tender. I mean, I probably could have cut it with a spoon. It was that tender. Yeah. Just a perfect cut of meat. So I don't know. I was impressed.
And what Bob alluded to earlier with the tray of plates crashing. And I don't know if this was the timing or not, because if that was before our dinner, that might explain a few things, because everything was great until we were waiting for our dinner to arrive. And then it took forever. And I don't remember if that giant crash, which it sounded
was,
like
it was before. It was before.
Well, there were two.
There were two. There was, I think one was our dinner and one was our desserts.
Right. No, I mean, that really would explain things, because right before the main courses came out, there was a huge crash and then a big delay. And I almost wonder whether they had to recook everything.
Because our dinners took forever. And we heard this. It wasn't like someone dropped a plate. It was like someone dropped an entire tray and everything crashed. And then the same thing happened right before dessert. And then 30 minutes later, our desserts came out. So
service-wise, yeah, unfortunately, I mean, the food was phenomenal. The environment, I think, was very special. I mean, you really can almost forget that you're even dining in a theme park. But yeah, I mean, I mean, it must have taken them 30 minutes to even bring us the menu for dessert, which is bad enough. I mean, there's no excuse for that. But then, yeah, when all they should need to do is plate your desserts, it took another 30 minutes. And the only reason they showed up was when they did, I think, is because, Chris, you actually got up and said something.
It was just so out of hand. It gotten to the point where I was like, really? You know, you can't – I don't know. We at that point, I didn't even enjoy the dessert. I was just like, give us the check. And it would have been longer if we hadn't said, while we're eating our dessert, bring us our checks. We've all got our cards out. We're ready to go.
Right. Yeah. And only because at that point it had been 3 hours.
Right. And you still want to spend that much time, especially when you're in a park.
Right. And I mean, granted, you know, you do want a leisurely meal, but I think if it had been an hour shorter, I think it would have been, you know, great all around. And I do regret that we didn't get, you know, a tour. You know, inside Club 33 and learn a little bit about the history and stuff. I mean, Donna took a lot of pictures, so we'll be posting them on the Mouse Chat Facebook page as soon as they're edited, along with the other 1,800 photos that she took. But yeah, and you know, because it just is an amazing place. It's very special. It's difficult to get into. You know, just because it is a members only club. So yeah, I'm so glad that we had the opportunity to do it. You know, and yeah.
did it yeah. meet or exceed or fall short of your expectations overall? I mean, you probably got pretty high expectations for it.
Right,
so I'm just
right.
curious.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say. I mean, food-wise, exceeded because I was a little
definitely.
Concerned about dinner. And you know, setting-wise, I think exceeded. I mean, it's beautiful. And most people don't even realize that Walt Disney didn't even have the opportunity to eat inside Club 33. It wasn't finished before he passed away. So, I mean, he never got to experience it, but, you know, a select number of guests do. And so that is very special. So, you know, I just love being in there and wondering about who has eaten there as well. Service-wise, it fell below, way below expectations.
Now, was gratuity included?
No. So,
but it was at your discretion then?
It was, but... And I don't know. I suppose I could have tipped less. I tipped the standard 18%, okay. just because I don't know if it was the kitchen's fault. I don't know if it was somebody else who dropped those trays. I don't know what the situation was. Maybe they had off night.
It just seemed like they were. Yeah, I think they were having an off night. And a friend of mine told me that they're actually advertising for a manager. And we all know that there have been some servers pulled and sent over to Carthay Circle. So I think there's just like a lot of sort of issues going on with all the kitchens right now. And we just hit it at a bad time. I thought right. the food was excellent. I thought it was a beautiful place to eat. The service was fun. And, you know, honestly, I think if I hadn't been in such of a hurry to get out into the park, to be quite honest, I don't think it would have been an issue for me at all. So,
I think that's fair. I mean, if I wasn't on vacation or if I had, you know, more days in the park, you know, if I had a week to spend there, yeah, then I wouldn't care. Okay, take 3 hours, take 3.5 hours.
Maybe if I was paying a babysitter. If I was paying a babysitter at that point, I'd been like, okay, you know, but it was wonderful. It was a wonderful experience. And we thanked Steve while we were there. And I just want to thank him again for setting that up. It was really nice of you, right. Steve. So that's the only nice thing I'm going to say to you tonight. So,
well, and it's all because of the person we met over at, where was it? Trader Sam's that I introduced
Ray.
You to.
Ray was very sweet. Yes.
So,
And he would be great to come on the show, I think. Actually.
Yeah, he's
I think it'd be fun to have him on the show.
He was awesome.
Show.
He was a very nice man. So.
Very very nice and very knowledgeable. So yeah, he'd be great to talk to. So that's great. But no, I mean if anybody ever has the opportunity to experience Club 33, you know, seize it. I mean I wouldn't hesitate if the opportunity arose again to eat there. I mean not going to turn me off to the experience.
Not at all. In fact, I'd actually like to give it a second shot. Like I'm thinking, do I want to review this for my blog? Maybe not, because you know, I don't know. I have to decide.
I don't know. I mean, I think overall, I have two ratings that exceed expectations and one that fell below. So I would say at the very least it meets. I would say high meets to exceeds overall.
And the price for that kind of food, I didn't think the price was out of hand. You know, maybe if we were all having wine, I don't think anyone had wine with their meal.
No, I did have a drink just because I could.
Yeah. Oh, because you wanted to have a drink in the Disneyland park.
Yes, I did.
Funny.
Yeah, because I could. I kind of wanted to go out onto the balcony and look down on the people and see this.
You can't have this.
Yeah, it's good, you know. But no, the balconies are so small that you really can't. So so I resisted. I guess that would be in poor taste anyway.
Yeah.
So,
well.
But yeah, great experience. Totally worth it. Glad to have crossed it off the Disney bucket list. But if it ever comes up again,
I'm sorry, but that is a total bucket list thing. I mean, you know, every Disney fan who knows anything about the parks wants to go there.
Well, I'm happy that you guys enjoyed it. Now, tell me again where you were sitting. Were you in the main room or the trophy room?
The main room. We were
you
in the
one
main
of the round
room.
Tables.
Yeah,
yes.
we had a big table for seven. So where we were sitting in the corner, we were kind of like right in front of the fireplace. So
yeah.
right in the center of that room.
We weren't really
the prime spot.
Yeah, we were right in the middle. It was a very nice place to sit. So the only thing better would have been those tables by the window, but those were, you know, probably not smaller. For seven people. Yeah. I mean, overall, all the food at Disneyland was good. It kind of surprised me. So
they are supposed to have good food.
Yep.
They're supposed to have really good food. Now you, I'm jumping subjects. You went to Blue Bayou as well, right?
Yes.
How'd that go? What'd you get?
I got the, what did we get?
We shared the Monte Cristo.
That's right. Because it was huge.
Yeah, because I told them that I got that by myself last time, Lisa, when we went, and I said, we have to share it. It's just too big.
Yeah. You mean the donut with meat?
Yeah. You know what? I think I would have liked that better with cheese. Because when you bit into it, you had this delicious crispy stuff on the outside, and then you get some cheese, and then clonk, your teeth hit the meat, and the meat was a little tough. So I could have done without that. And I could have done absolutely without that hunk of potatoes they put down. That was kind of disgusting.
Well, they over seasoned the potatoes.
Yeah, too much rosemary. And Bob,
too much rosemary is not good.
I had a chicken something or other. I mean, chicken tesoro or something. It was all right. I mean, I thought Blue Bayou was just okay. I think it's one of those places where you're totally paying just based on location. I mean, they charge a $12 plating fee to split your plate. So the portions are huge. Oh, you want to split your plate? Yeah, we can do that. $12.
That's totally a ripoff.
Well, yeah, it's totally a ripoff. Like, oh, because that pulling out that second plate obviously cost you $12. And yeah, the potatoes were weird. Ours weren't, it wasn't rosemary, but there was something in it that was like, I don't know. I just didn't find it enjoyable. And
yeah, it was overpowering.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, again, it's one of those things that, how cool is this? We're in Pirates of the Caribbean, and we're eating, and, like, boats are going by and stuff. I mean, that's really neat.
I would totally eat there again. I thought the food was good enough that you could definitely get me back in there. I think I'll go there in January when I go.
Well, that sandwich is unbelievable. I'll have to try the cheese
version. Did you like the sandwich a lot, or did you finish your sandwich? Because I just kind of took a few bites out of each one of mine.
Yeah, you didn't eat all of yours. But it's really good. It's like a giant donut with powdered sugar. It is. It's exactly what it is.
You say that like it's a bad thing.
You can also actually, if you just like the sandwich, you can get it for less at, where is it, Cafe Orleans, I believe.
That's good
to
know.
They have it for
sale,
yeah. So you don't actually have to eat inside Blue Bayou. And I think at Cafe Orleans you can get pommes frites, too.
Ooh.
So, yeah.
Well, and you can get them at Blue Bayou, but for some reason when you did that separate, I don't know, that shared plate thing, they gave you those disgusting potatoes.
Right, and vegetables, which, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, yeah.
It was okay. I don't know if I would necessarily eat there.
But I think all of our, that was probably the one that wasn't the best. Everywhere else we ate was phenomenal, I think.
Yeah.
Even
the
corn
dogs. Do we want to talk about, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, we're talking about food now, Chris.
Okay, is this like a whole food show? Because that would be awesome. We could cover Carthay Circle and the brioche French toast, which is slap your
mouth. Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Brioche French toast.
Okay,
yes.
Can I introduce that? So,
well, wait, hold on a second.
You just did.
Should we start another show or continue this one?
Let's just do a big Disneyland food show.
Well, let's redo the intro after this. That's all.
There we go. Okay.
Okay.
Keep going.
So, the best thing in the whole world is actually in Cars Land, which is actually kind of the best thing in DCA. And it's at Flo's V8 Cafe for breakfast. And it's called Banana Brioche French Toast, which in itself is very good. But it's also covered, I'm starting to swoon a little tiny bit, with this salted caramel sauce. Oh, my God.
Oh,
so
yeah,
good.
Slap your mama good.
It's fantastic.
It's like $7.
Is it that much?
Wait a second. Yeah.
It's not that bad.
It was a big portion. Although I had it for 2 days, and I have pictures of both, and the portions are much different in size. I mean,
well, can I say that Steve didn't eat all of his, and then he got up and left. And I ate the rest of it because I had ordered something else for breakfast. And I was like, oh, can I have that? And he was like, I don't even know where he went off to. And I was just, and I was a little embarrassed.
I went to my lunch with the Disney blog.
Oh, that's right. You had to meet with that girl. So I was sitting there.
You had to go meet with that girl?
Oh, that media lady.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
She was a troll from what I heard. Yeah, she was a troll. She actually lives under a bridge. It's kind of sad. But anyway.
You're burning bridges right now.
I doubt she listens to the show. She's too busy. They don't get very good, they don't have any electricity under those bridges. Anyway.
Okay, Chris, go on.
So I ate it and I ate my own breakfast too. And then we came back on Sunday morning before we left and we all got it again. And I have to say, I could only eat like a third of it. It was so big and so rich.
And so good. It's like a bread pudding.
It is.
It was so good. I mean, everything at Flo's V8 Cafe I thought was reasonably priced.
Yep.
And the portions were good and really neat theming at Flo's I love that. I could eat that every day.
It was and I make my own caramel, so I'm like really, really picky about it. And to me that passed the test. It was very rich taste. It didn't have that chemical taste that sometimes mass produced caramel has, and it was salty. So it was like salty sweet goodness on brioche. And they put a banana on it so you could feel like, oh yeah, I ate some fruit. So it was great. The only thing it needed was a bunch of bacon and it would have been fantastic.
Mm. And they got a lot of nice indoor seating, outdoor seating.
Yeah.
It's just a nice setup.
That's a cute place to eat. We should have gone there for like dinner or something.
Yeah, Lisa and I went there for lunch and we had some.
Oh, did you guys have lunch there? Oh, okay.
Like a salad with chicken on it or something. They have a lot of good healthy options too. Yeah. And it was reasonable.
I can't wait to eat there again.
Yeah, then you had some churros?
I did. I had the churros because I'm really picky about, well, you know, because I mean, the ones at Disney kind of threw me off, but or Disney World, but the churros at Disneyland, they have the cozy cone place, and at each cone, this is in Cars Land, and at each cone, it's like a little walk-up place. Like they have ice cream, they have churros with a Mexican chocolate sauce, which in itself is not very good, and I don't know what the other ones were, probably like drinks or something, but yeah, we got the little tiny churros, they're like bite size. And then, of course, I had the big churro at Disneyland. Both delicious.
Mm-hmm. I love the little churro bites. So yeah, yummy.
God, they're so good. I'm really.
I mean, all of those cute cone stands. I mean, they had ice cream cones and cones, obviously. They had drinks in the little cones, which were expensive. They were like $9 for 16 ounces in the cone.
And weren't they refillable, though?
No,
they're like alcoholic beverages.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well,
are
never
they?
Mind
oh,
then.
I thought they were Coke. Okay.
We should have gotten some. I mean, in all seriousness.
You know, they had popcorn cones in one set, like regular and I think dill pickle. Was the other flavor they offered, which I didn't try that. And then they had so it was neat just seeing all those little cones, but the service was a little slow still, I noticed.
Yeah. We waited forever for those churros.
Yeah. You know, and I waited forever for ice cream. So that was but it was good. It was really good soft serve too, so that's okay. Of course, we talked a little bit about the corn dogs. Those were incredible.
Those are so good.
Yeah, those were. And I'm not like a huge carnival corn dog person. I mean, I've probably had like 3 corn dogs in my life, but everybody kept telling us, "Oh, you have to try these corn dogs on Main Street in Disneyland." And so we found the place one night, and they're hand dipped corn dogs right there at the end of Main Street, just a little cart. And they're
hand dipped.
They are hand dipped. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, that makes a big difference. That does make for a good corn dog.
Yeah, they were. I mean, the hot dog itself was good, but the batter was sweet. But you know, not overly so, and you know, just the right amount of crispiness, and you know, great with ketchup or mustard. Awesome, awesome corn dogs. I could definitely go for one of those right now. That and the brioche back to back. I think. You know, so that was good. What other?
Bob, go ahead, grab that napkin and wipe your chin.
Well, then our other big meal was Carthay Circle.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that might have been good. I was too upset to really enjoy it. I was like,
oh, yeah. Chris was a little late.
Yeah. Like 5 hours late.
Stop. Don't remind me. I was so sad about that.
She goes, oh, yeah, I love talking to you on the phone as you were driving.
If you've never been to Disneyland before, take the bus.
Yeah, take the shuttle. Do not rent a car and drive, especially if you fly into LAX.
It wasn't the car, and it wasn't getting there, because I got there just fine thanks to my human GPS. But it was the traffic. If I had gotten in there like 3 hours earlier, I wouldn't – well, I still have hit traffic because that place stinks when it comes to traffic. But yeah, okay, take a shuttle, whatever.
But yeah, I mean, Carthay Circle was, I think it was very
it was
nice.
Pretty.
I mean, it's the new restaurant on Buena Vista Street inside California Adventure. And yeah, they have a nice collection of Lassiter wines. I thought the dinner menu was very limited.
It was.
Like they had like three appetizers or four appetizers and maybe just like five entrees.
Yep.
So you didn't have much in the way of selections, you know. Yeah.
The kids' menu wasn't good either because, as it turns out, I stopped at In-N-Out on the way in because I was just sick of – I was in traffic. I thought I might as well be happy. And so I ordered from the kids' menu and I'm like, there's nothing on here my kids would like. Mm. Although – it was good what I had. I had like
and like Bob said with the adult menu too. If you're not adventurous,
yeah,
I mean there is duck wings,
which were actually good. The spicy duck wings were a good appetizer. Yep. But
how was your quail?
It was tiny, obviously, and I don't know. It was stuffed with. It was weird because it was stuffed with like peaches wrapped in prosciutto.
Yep.
Mm.
So you'd bite into this quail. You know, you're working it with your hands and stuff, trying to pick up this quail, eating around bone, and all of a sudden there's a giant peach inside. So that was kind of odd, and it's wrapped in prosciutto. So that was odd, but it was flavorful. And I think Donna had the pasta with the turkey meatballs. I think they were.
I don't think they liked those meatballs either.
They liked them. I thought they were strange. Like it had like mint and like rosemary and something else in that. It gave a weird flavor. The meat was fine. It's just the spicing was odd.
Mint?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It had an odd taste of it, but the sauce was good. The pasta, I love the pasta itself, I thought was good. But no, overall the menu was limited, but you know, I think, you know, that's something you can learn over time and they'll probably play with and adjust, and I could see them expanding that a little bit. The biggest issue with Carthay Circle is service.
Yeah.
You know, and part of that is you know, and talking to Ray, he was saying that it's, you know, their union out there, and so they had to hire from within. So they're hiring, you know, servers that aren't used to working in like a 4-star restaurant. So while it's not necessarily a huge dining room, I think there's just difficulty communicating between wait staff and maybe the kitchen, you know, because it was one of those places that, again, took a long time to get food and things out. And then, of course, our waiter kind of like, you know, because everybody in Hollywood is an actor.
Yeah, he was like auditioning for it.
Right, yeah. He wanted to do voice work for the show. So, he was a nice guy, but yeah, we weren't looking to hire anybody and he was trying out. So, but yeah, I thought it was nice. I think in time that will be a really nice addition to California Adventure.
Yeah, it's absolutely gorgeous. And then you walk up and they have like, I don't know if they're old mirrors or that they're new mirrors made to look old. They have like the little spots on them and everything when you're walking up the up the stairs. And
of course they have all the memorabilia because it's the replica theater for where Snow White was. So they have memorabilia there from the Disney family, and they have all those pictures of Walt and other, you know, people of interest. So I thought that was really nice. So yeah, I mean, it really is a nice place. And that's also right next door is also the 1901 Club, which is a private members club like Club 33. So that'll be over there. So I thought it was really nice. I think the limited menu kind of hurts it and the service kind of hurts it. But you know, give it 6 months and they may have taken care of both of those issues.
Yeah. You're going to have some growing pains.
Yeah. So I can't fault that. But overall, I mean, I was impressed. But I don't know. What do you think best meal of the trip?
I think that's unfair because we ate at Club 33. So I'm going to have to say
Club 33 out.
Okay.
Or best food item. Best thing you ate.
In-N-Out Burger.
No. I'm kidding. Flo's. I think that.
Yeah, Flo's.
Yeah. Yeah. It goes to Flo's. Yeah.
Definitely.
So good.
It was, you know, we just ate really well. I mean, like those beignets we had when we came back late that one night. That was awesome.
Good. Those were good. I probably should have ordered less than like 10.
I know.
but yeah, those were good. And of course we did, and Downtown Disney there is really, really nice.
Yeah,
I had a good slice of pizza there from, they have like a Viennapoli type place there and got a slice of pizza there that was really good. But, and then we were brave enough to venture off property.
That was good.
And do the In-N-Out Burger versus Fat Burger challenge. That we said we were going to do.
And In-N-Out still worked for me. I know all of you liked Fatburger.
Oh, Fatburger totally was better. Wins. Oh, my gosh. You are impossible, Chris.
But, see, I actually have, you know, years of eating at In-N-Out, so I have, you know, that on my side. So maybe I'm biased.
So your taste buds have died.
No, I actually, honestly, I actually do think it's better. I just didn't get into Fatburger. I don't like my burgers that fat.
Oh, you're impossible.
But Fat Burger is a much better burger. In-N-Out Burger is like...
Steve, you said you thought In-N-Out was better.
I did not.
You did so.
I said In-N-Out Burger is...
Don't tell anyone. It's totally better. You're right.
No, look, for anybody venturing off property and looking for a good burger, first of all, Anaheim is kind of a sty. No offense to the people.
Oh, that's terrible, Bob. Really?
It is. I mean, there's a lot. I mean, you go off Disney property, it does not take long for you.
Well, and there are areas that are a little, you know, not as nice, but, you know, there are people.
Like where we were.
Well, and there are people who work hard and live there, and we should be nice.
Yes. I suppose it's like any city, they have good and bad parts, but the parts
right.
we saw.
And we just were sort of not in the best area, but I mean, you can go a little bit farther over and it's very nice.
So. But Fat Burger is the way to go. Just for anybody going off property looking for a good burger, Fat Burger is the way to go. Just saying, don't listen to Chris. Fat Burger. You want Fat Burger. but you know, the one thing I did not accomplish on this trip, food wise, I could not find a Chocodile.
Oh yeah, and we looked, and that grocery store we went in was like straight out of 1970. So yeah. If anybody would have had it, they would have.
So
did you guys? You know,
find one?
No, could not find one. So if there's anybody listening on the West Coast who actually knows what a Chocodile is and has them in their grocery stores, and who I have not insulted yet on this podcast, and would be
that's the key.
So you can't be Brazilian and you can't be from Anaheim. And if you're a Brazilian living in Anaheim, I really apologize.
This is how bad you thought the neighborhood was. So like when we came out of In-N-Out Burger and there was a grocery store right next door to it, the one they went into looking for the Chocodiles. And I was like, I'm not going in. I'm tired. And they were like, make sure you lock the doors while you wait. Like, really? It's broad daylight. Do you think somebody's going to pull me out and steal the rental car?
Well, you never know. I mean, it was not a good neighborhood. What about that motel we passed? The one that I thought was condemned.
There
was a sign outside that said, you know, drug and alcohol free.
Yeah.
They're actually advertising, and I don't know who it was. I think it was Donna who piped up, I think I would need drugs or alcohol to stay there.
Yeah, the big sign, instead of saying like $99 a night, was drug and alcohol free.
Right. Yeah, that was their advertisement. I you almost expected them to have like right below it, like, you know, like the sign that would change daily, like, you know, 6 days since our last drive-by. You know?
But don't you think that was quite a ways? At that point, we were at least 5 miles from Disney.
Disneyland. But it is a big change. I mean, that is one thing. I mean, you know, Disney World being so vast in size, you know, you're kind of encapsulated. You know, I mean, it's 26 square miles, so it takes a while to get.
It's 43 actually.
43 square miles. Well, even bigger.
Disney World.
So yeah, I mean, you know, you've got all this space, So, I mean, it takes a while to get into the real Orlando if you wanted to do that. Whereas Disneyland, you go off property. Yeah, I mean, within a matter of miles, you're in the real Anaheim. So yeah, that was quite the motel. So yeah, definitely lock your doors and go to Fatburger. I think our favorite was probably Flo's, right?
Oh, yeah. What about Jolly Holiday, which is the new bakery, and that's new, right? They redid that?
Yeah, that just recently opened.
Okay, that was good. They had cupcakes.
They had cupcakes and stuff. I don't know. I think the Main Street Bakery there in Disneyland had a better selection. It was okay, you know.
They didn't have the best selection. They had like two cupcakes, and Steve had an iced coffee. I don't know if that was any good.
I had an iced coffee that was okay, and then I had for lunch there, I had a buffalo mozzarella with tomato.
Is that where you took the media person? You could have dropped a little more cash on something nicer,
like
Steve.
Like a caprese sandwich. That's what I had. She had like a. She wanted to have a salad, but then she had chicken salad, so she cheated a little.
Was it magical?
It was a Jolly Holiday.
My salad was magical.
Everything at Disneyland is magical. It's all sprinkled with pixie dust.
And there was always a line. There's always a line to get in there.
Yeah. I had a cupcake that I had no complaints about, which is rare because I always.
Good, yeah.
Yeah. You didn't have any of the cupcake? Everybody was sort of sharing it.
I didn't, but it looked good.
Yeah, no, that cupcake was good, and I thought their bakery was good, and for the most part, they had the same things as you get at Disney World. There were a couple things I thought that were different that I don't recall seeing. They had brownie something or other, like chocolate covered brownie bites or something. I mean, like
I think the Main Street Bakery in Disney World has a better selection than what they had.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, the one over the Starbucks and the kind of candy store over at the Disney California Adventure
had a big selection. Yes, that probably had the best selection overall of treats and things. But,
that's
I mean, there's
right.
no
you
shortage.
Guys went to the you guys went to the Starbucks, didn't you?
Yeah.
I don't know where I was.
Yeah, and it's not that pricey. You know, it's probably just a little bit more. I think, like Lisa and Steve had said on one, you know, previous podcast, and you know, same type of full menu of coffees and teas, and they actually had some drinks that I had never seen before at a Starbucks. Smoothies. Yeah,
you said it didn't even look like it was a Starbucks.
It didn't. I mean, not from the outside.
Awesome.
It was a little tiny sign, and then you know, even on the inside, if it wasn't for the, I guess they're cast members, you know, in you know. Starbucks, you know, uniforms, you really wouldn't know. And, you know, because it all runs into the ice cream place next door, you know, it's like, you know, there's, it's kind of hard to differentiate at first, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I mean, it's nice. I mean, I think it's great that they have that. And, I hope that when they add them to the other parks, they're, just as, you know, low key on the outside, you know?
Yeah.
Which I think they probably will be, you know.
I mean,
also, oh, the other place I ate at, the Ghirardelli's inside California Adventure, which has nobody in it. It was like midday, and there were two people inside.
Everybody was over at the Cozy Cone.
I get, or online for Cars Land, you know, mm-hmm. for Radiator Springs. But there was nobody there.
Yeah, Lisa and I went, and we got some really good sundaes, and it was pretty dead. But it's brand new, so maybe people haven't found it yet.
Yeah. I mean, overall, I was extremely happy with the food. I thought, you know, this is all pretty good. It was more expensive, though. I mean, like, the drinks were more. They were about 50 cents more. And, you know, little things, you kind of are definitely paying more out there.
Yeah, it's California.
Yeah.
Right. You know, I don't know. Maybe people's tastes are just different out there, and that's why the food's better.
I think so.
You know, they also had a really nice selection, I noticed, of a lot of – you see a lot of fresh fruits and stuff out there for sale. A lot.
Yeah.
So that was interesting. Didn't try any, but they were there. They were available. So.
Okay. I think that's it for this week's show. I am hungry now, speaking of all this food. But thank you to pixievacations.com for sponsoring this podcast. If you like our podcast, you can go to mousechat.net or to iTunes, and you can download our shows there. If you've got any questions or comments, go ahead and write us at comments@mousechat.net. If you send us a question or a comment, we're likely to read it on the air because we're just that way. Please join us again here next time on Mouse Chat. Bye-bye. We'll be right back.